Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, we've talked a ton about the number one seed on this show. And admittedly, I will say the number one seed door is absolutely cracked open. And it's open for, I don't know, half the AFC, it seems like, at this point in time.
I mean, so the Colts are in the driver's seat somehow. So, yeah, I'd say it's open.
I know we've gone back and forth, and I was wrong about the path for Buffalo. I said they have the best path to get the number one seed. The schedule sets up nicely. And they're going to have a rougher time later in the year, but this next X amount of games is going to be easy. Heading into the Chiefs game, everybody thought they would be a one-loss team or an undefeated team. That was a pretty popular opinion. That's not going to be the case. You take a look at the AFC right now and other four-win teams. So Buffalo, Patriots, Steelers are a four-win team. Colts are a five-win team. Jags are a four-win team. Chargers are a four-win team. Broncos are a four-win team. And then, of course, Kansas City, the only team in the AFC that's sitting at 3-3. All those teams I just mentioned, we think some have a better chance than others, but all of them are alive for the number one seed. It's a really unique spot. Now, I will say, I looked at the odds this morning. By the way, the Bills still do have the best odds. So let me be clear about this. The door is open for everybody. The Bills are not running away with the number one seed, sure, like I thought. However, the Bills are definitely not out of the number one seed conversation either.
No, they're only a game back of it and do still have an easier schedule remaining than the Chiefs.
Yeah, the schedule thing still applies. The problem for the Bills is they can be beat by anybody. Their defense allows anybody in the game. It's why we liked the Falcons last night to cover and potentially win outright. The Falcons can run the ball. The Bills stink against the run. Any team that can run the ball effectively, Buffalo will be in trouble this year. And so I'd have to go through each one of their games. But by the way, Bills 3-1 still favorite to be the one seed. Colts plus 320. Then there's a big drop off. Chargers are 6-1 odds to be the number one seed. Steelers plus 650. Then the Chiefs 8-1. Broncos 9.5-1. Patriots, despite being 4-2, are still 10-1 to be the number one seed in the AFC. What do you make of the one seed? You agree, though, that it's like five or six teams have a real chance?
Yeah, I mean, again, I would still put the Bills as the team. If you made me predict today who's getting the one seed, I would probably assume that. And that's only because, genuinely, only because the Chiefs put themselves behind the eight ball a little bit on that end. I have to take the Colts very seriously. Look, the Bills, who are getting ready to have a bye, I think, in between
13 days.
Yeah, so like they're getting ready to be off for a bit because they had the Falcons game and now they don't play until they take on the Panthers on the 26th. Look, the Bills are struggling, but they're not losing to the Panthers coming off a bye.
Well, Carolina can run the ball, though. I mean, it's going to be closer than people think.
I know.
I mean, like that's their
issue. Especially
with
Rico Dowell right now, they can run
the
ball.
These quote-unquote lesser teams are going to have a shot because they can control the clock a little bit and run the ball. Buffalo, unless something drastically changes, everybody can run on them this year.
But Texans, Bengals, Browns, Jets, Dolphins, and Panthers are still in the schedule. And I'm not saying they're going 5-0 in those games, but those are incredibly winnable games. The thing I had undersold probably on the Bills is that their defense is much worse than I was anticipating. Just much worse. And I understand last night you're like, well, they only gave up 24. Bijan ran all damn day. Like, they're not giving up 30 a game. They're not the Ravens defense. They're not the Bengals defense. They're not the Cowboys defense. They're not giving up 30 points a game. I understand that. But for what I would call an incredibly soft schedule, now the Ravens were still fully healthy, so I'll give them week one. But the Ravens scored on them. They dropped 40, obviously, in a game that they obviously should have lost. They beaten the Jets, Dolphins, Saints. Is that the least impressive resume on the planet?
Three wins between all those teams.
So three of your four wins are that, and the other one should have been a loss to the Ravens. And you're like, okay. And the Ravens are not nearly as good as we thought they were, even with or without Lamar Jackson. It's like, I don't know, man. It's starting to feel a little bit
they're vulnerable.
The resume is not quite as good as I thought, and their defense has been much, much worse than I was anticipating.
That's the key.
And that's really what stood out, is that for the longest time when they were one of the better teams in the NFL, they had one of the better defenses.
Yeah, 3-21 combined record of opponents that they have faced so far this year. Their schedule is still very soft. It's just that these teams that we thought they would have no issue with, if they have any bit of a run game, they're going to be in it. So you mentioned the schedule, Cody. Panthers, then the Chiefs, then they have the Dolphins, Bucks, Texans, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots. Those are the next, what is that, 6 to 8 games or so for the Buffalo Bills. And it is a very wide open number one seed conversation. I think record-wise, it'll tell you there's six teams in it. I still think I can narrow it down to probably three or
Colts,
four.
The
Bills still have a chance, obviously. I would say the Colts, you have to say they have a great chance at number one
great
seed.
Start.
Believe it or not, Pittsburgh, because that division stinks. So here's the thing. Remember this conversation 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Nobody thought the Steelers were all that good as in going to the Super Bowl, but they racked up a bunch of wins.
They did.
And I think the same thing might happen here for Pittsburgh, because you have a Ravens team that's 1-5. The Browns stink. The Bengals don't have Joe Burrow maybe at all the rest of the year. Maybe he comes back in the middle
of
December.
15, 16, yeah.
They get Cincinnati this week, so they're likely going to 6-1. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
or five
they've missed
and
a
one.
Game. 5-1.
They've had a bye week already. Sorry.
Yep.
So 5-1. I mean, before I would have thought that in Buffalo, you would have thought what, 14 win season? Now it seems like 13 is more than in play. Maybe 12 gets it done. 13, and you got a real chance of the one seed. Before it seemed like you got to get to 14. I don't think so anymore.
Of the teams we're discussing, it's inarguable that the Steelers have the easiest division. The Chiefs play in a division where the Chargers and the Broncos both look like playoff teams. The AFC South has a couple of playoff teams, although the bottom end of that division, like with the Titans, is awful. This is where I think the Colts are going to run into a problem. The Colts run, they have the Charger, really once they start now, their schedule gets a lot harder. They have at the Chargers, at Pittsburgh, at Atlanta, 3 of the next 4 weeks. Those are all losable games. I'm not saying that they'll lose them all. At Kansas City, at Jacksonville, at Seattle, San Francisco in December when they might be healthy, Jacksonville again. That's a difficult schedule. And as much as I think the Colts are playing really good football, and they clearly are, I don't know that they're going to be able to maintain it. So maybe by that argument, I'm supposed to include Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is legitimately one of those teams, a lot like what you were saying a couple years ago. I watch them, and I am not impressed by what Pittsburgh is doing. I am not. Honestly, if a team's going to get the number one seed and it's not the Chiefs, please let it be
Pittsburgh.
Oh,
well, that's a different combo.
Oh,
yes.
I pray it's Pittsburgh. Yeah. If you let me choose any of the other teams that we're saying have a serious chance at it, oh, let it be Pittsburgh. Oh, no. Got to go take on Aaron Rodgers in the AFC. Fine.
Are we sure, though, that the Steelers are going to do that? Because so they have the Bengals, then they got the Packers, the Colts, the Chargers. Later, they have the Bills, the Lions as well.
This is why it's wide open.
I don't know if, what is the one seed? 13 or 12?
Might be 12 this year with tiebreakers.
What I was saying is before
it's
I think
it might be 12 or 13.
You would have thought 14, and now I don't think it's going to take 14 to get there, and so it's going to be a little more jumbled. It seems like right now it's week 7 now of the NFL season, so there's a ton of football. By week 14, all this can change in a hurry. Right this second, it appears to be very, very wide open. If I could only bet on two teams to be the one seed, I would probably put my money on the Bills, and I would put my money on the Colts. If I could at this point. If you're wondering, hey, what's the path for the Chiefs to get the one seed? Here's what I think. I don't know if you guys agree. I think, is it doable? Yes, but these are four things that have to happen. I think the Chiefs have to win at Buffalo. They need to win the rematch against the Chargers. To me, they at minimum have to split with the Broncos, and they have to win against Indy. If they do all that, then the one seed. So I'm not saying it can't happen, but those are the things I personally believe would have to happen because of tiebreakers that would come into play and everything that they would have to accomplish. And they could, but that's a lot.
I will say they have historically not been a very good team against Buffalo in the regular season, and that game is on the road. This matchup is favorable for Kansas City because Buffalo's defense is shaky and Kansas City's offense, I think, is the best in football. Like, remember we were having this conversation about when Rashee Rice gets back, I think they could be a top three offense. I'm already convinced they are. I haven't even seen Rashee Rice play a snap. And I think that they're the best offense in football. See no more. I'm good to go. Mahomes is playing an elite level. The offensive line is playing. I know Rashee Rice has at least some ability. So if he's even 85% of what he was at any point last year, 80% of any point he was last year, offense is good to go right now. I understand injuries or other things could change it.
That's the other part of this whole conversation.
And the looming Simmons thing that I don't know, you know, like, and I don't think that that's going to hold the entire year. It's just we don't have any information on it. So
that's the other part of this that we haven't talked a ton about with the Chiefs so far this year. Knock on wood. Go look at all these other teams. The Chiefs are the healthiest team in football.
Colts are very healthy too.
And that's not a coincidence. And it's not jinxing anything at all. It's just the reality. We can still mention it. They're extremely healthy right now. They are in a spot that other teams are not right now, which is a great thing to take advantage of. There's all these, I mean, the Bills just lost a couple more players last night, and their loss to Atlanta, a few more defensive players, and I think an offensive lineman got hurt in that game. We all know the Ravens situation. Pittsburgh's actually pretty healthy right now. They're getting healthy in the secondary. The Colts, I would agree with you. The Chargers are not healthy. The Broncos are pretty healthy. I mean, you go through some of these other AFC contenders right now, and Chiefs are as healthy as anybody.
Yeah, and the ones playing the best are the healthy ones, and that's fine. And I think that they are a part of that. Their whole thing is if the Chiefs are going to get the one seed, they got to go on a run starting like now. Like, just get on a run. Just beat all these teams in front of you for a little bit of stretch. Raiders, fine. But then beat the Bills, you know?
Yeah,
beat
the Colts. I really think go through that run
and just start racking up wins against those teams, and I will start thinking of you as being the favorite and should be the favorite. They woke up this morning as co-favorites for the Super Bowl winners. Like, right now, a 3-3 team, even though they're 5-1, 4-1, they're really good football teams. The odds makers tell you that the Chiefs should be co-favorite to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, at least one book does. FanDuel, I think Buffalo is still the favorite, but the Chiefs have the second best odds at most books, and DraftKings last night moved the Chiefs to co-favorites. Tells you things are shifting a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.